This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Here on County 4-H, members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during a Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November 16th at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about cultures of three countries while making ornaments and preparing foods that represent each nation. The workshop is open to enrolled and approved 4-H members ages 5 and older, including youth with special needs, and is limited to the first 30 registrants. Attendees should bring a glue gun and glue sticks for ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November the 7th, by calling the MSU office at 989-269-9949. And Brian Phillips, age 33, appeared in court for sentencing on Monday, October 27th, after pleading guilty to assault charges. He has a long legal history, including 7 prior probation terms, 4 of which ended unsuccessfully, mainly due to alcohol issues, along with 1 felony and 12 misdemeanor convictions. As a consequence of his plea and his record, Phillips was sentenced to 120 days in jail, receiving credit for 97 days already served, and was not given additional probation following the sentence. State Representative Greg Alexander praised the state's decision to issue a default notice to Goshen Inc. after the company failed to meet the requirements of a state-funded incentive agreement for an electric vehicle battery plant near Big Rapids. The project, originally described as a $2.4 billion investment, expected to bring over 2,000 jobs, was supported by $175 million in taxpayer incentives approved in 2023, but has faced little progress in glowing local opposition. Alexander argued the outcome represents a victory for Michigan taxpayers, highlighting flaws in corporate welfare deals and underscoring calls for more economic development reform, transparency, and accountability in incentive programs. According to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, none of the major state grants had been distributed, and officials will receive to recover more than $20 million spent in land purchases. The failure was attributed to project delays, lawsuits, requests for additional funding, and resistance from the community, which ultimately led to the plan's collapse. Alexander emphasized that such projects often fail to meet job creation promises and urged lawmakers to pursue policies that reduce regulatory burdens and more responsible steward public funds. And we will return right after this. Riding along in my
automobile. It's time for you to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab LT for $313 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, trailering package with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. All for only $313 a month. Or lease a 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT with Evotex leather, heated seats and wheel, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and Chevy Safety Assist and more for $358 per month. Lease courtesy demo with 2,050 miles, 2025 Chevy Blazer, LT all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, Chevy Safety Assist, and more. All for $412 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease. Flannery Auto Mall Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. With no particular
place to go. While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back. The CDC has issued an alert as cases of new respiratory illness rise across multiple states. Health officials say the illness shares symptoms with the flu and COVID-19, but is caused by a previously undetected virus. Hospitals are scaling up preparations for potential surges. The CDC recommends vaccination and mask use in crowded areas. No deaths have been reported so far. Epidemiological investigations are ongoing. And Hurricane Melissa devastated Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba with historic winds and flooding. Officials confirm at least 20 deaths in Haiti and multiple fatalities in Jamaica. The port town of Black River was left in ruins by the storm. Relief workers are assessing damage and delivering supplies. Cuban authorities evacuated more than 700,000 people, and recovery operations are underway across the region. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.